O rising dawn, radiance of the light eternal and sun of justice, come and enlighten those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. What I just sang right after the Gospel was what we call the O antiphon. We spoke a little bit about them yesterday. And I don't remember if I mentioned this, but there are seven of them, these O antiphons, that are sung as the Magnificat antiphon at Vespers each day. And it's done in honor of Our Lady's journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem. That journey took 7 days. And the first of these seven antiphons starts out, O Sapientia, O Wisdom. And they say about that antiphon that, see the wisdom of God in all things, how it directs everything, right down to the nitty-gritty details of your and my life. And how, even though it was Herod who had called for for everyone to register in their own town, and everyone was obeying man, in reality, it was the wisdom of God that set all those things in motion. Imagine all the people that had to go travel from one city to another so that a census could be taken. How much inconvenience. How many people must have grumbled and even perhaps sinned through impatience and whatever else. But it was God's hand that set everything in motion so that the prophecy could be fulfilled, that the Christ child would be born in Bethlehem. Today's O antiphon is what I just read to you. O rising dawn, or a better translation probably is, O dayspring. And this image is painted of our Lord of being the sun, as it refers to him here, the light eternal and the sun of justice. The sun is a very beautiful symbol of our blessed Lord. Just as the sun gives light and life, so does our Lord, the Messiah. Just as the sun gives joy, so does our Lord. When he's there, when you obey his commandments, and the Blessed Trinity is present in your soul through sanctifying grace, you can experience a true joy that no other worldling could experience. But we call him today the light, the day spring, and we beg him to come. We're like little children now, the church is right now, just as children all over the world today are counting the days down before Christmas in excited anticipation. So the church counts down her days, 5 days yet, and our Redeemer will be here, and we beg him, come, in this O antiphon, come, O dayspring, and enlighten those, give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. Now, who are those that are in darkness? Well, of course, pagans, unbelievers, the Jews, but then, too, we beg our Lord to bring them out of their darkness. But then, too, there's us. We still sit in a little bit of the shadow of darkness. Although we have the light of the faith, we still have our sins. And we don't always follow the commandments of God. And we ask that we ourselves be enlightened by this day spring, this Son of Justice. Come, redeem us. Enlighten us who sit in the shadow of death. Our Lord did that to his holy apostle today that we honor, St. Thomas. He's known also as the Apostle of the Americas because he actually did plant the cross in the Americas. He's our apostle. And then, too, he was in India, and that is where I believe he shed his blood for the faith. But even he, after being with our Lord for 3 years, he He had heard all the prophecies from our Lord's mouth, had heard all of the teachings that our Lord had to give. And yet when the other apostles told him, after our Lord had risen from the dead, they said, "We have seen the Lord." Thomas, he was sitting in the darkness. He didn't see. He didn't believe. "Unless I place my finger in his side, I won't believe." St. Gregory the Great, I think it was, he said that this disbelief of St. Thomas does more good for us than did the great faith of Mary Magdalene, because we learn from it. And our Lord said, "Blessed Thomas, blessed are those who do not see, yet believe. You've seen it, now you believe. But better yet, if you can not see it, yet believe." Our Lord comes, it says, the Son of Justice. The door's being shut. He comes into the place where they were. He walked through the wall because he had a glorified body already. He walks through the wall and he says, "Thomas, place your finger in hither and your hand into my side and then believe." And St. Thomas, you could picture the scene. Perhaps he falls to his knees. The scales from his eyes fall out. He sees the light. "My Lord and my God," he says. What a beautiful scene of how the Son of Justice, the Dayspring, shines his light on the darkness and converts his apostle once more and gives him such a deep, deep, deep faith. I think that not only can we learn from this example of St. Thomas how we must have a strong faith, but we must also be able to look at our own weaknesses, our sins, without any discouragement. And as long as we're praying for the coming of Christ, that he might enlighten us who sit in this darkness, then we can be sure that prayer will be answered. And the darkness of our sins will be removed. So let us keep with the spirit of the church these days. Look forward. 5 days yet. And the Christ child will be born. But the big question is, will he be born here in the heart? Will you have room for him? Or will your sins, attachments be too much? Let's look with the holy impatience of a little child awaiting Christmas Day, and let us look for his spiritual coming with that same holy impatience. O rising dawn, radiance of the light eternal and Son of Justice, come and enlighten those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.